Good morning. We are learning Chayadim, Klal Hei, Hilchos Brachos, and Tfilos, and we're looking at Simen Chav Beis. So we finished off at the end of Chav Aleph with this concept that to be mochi somebody else, when they're both are chiyuv b'davar, in case both are able to do it, so it's only if they're both holding the same level of chiyuv. In the case where Reuven needs to make a bracha, he's not able to make a bracha, so Shimon can be motzi him. But a case where both Reuben and Shimon can make the bracha, for Shimon to make the bracha to be motzi Reuben is only if they're holding the same level of chiyuv. One last point, at the end of Simcha Valov, we pointed out that there's one exception, that rule that if Reuben is chayiv in a bracha, and Shimon and Reuben is not able to make the bracha, Shimon can be motzi Reuben. Because it's based on the rule of Arvis, when it comes to benching, there's a problem, because if the person is going to say benching, is going to say that I ate the food, and it's not true, there's an element of Sheker involved in that. So, in that situation, Shimon, who is being Motzi Reuven, needs to have eaten something, even though he did not eat an amount of Sviya, he's not Chayvan at the Raisa level, he's being Motzi Reuven based on the concept of Arvis. So that allows him to be Motzi Reuven on the Raisa level. Reuven's chayav in benching the Raisa. He ate a full amount. He's full. Shimon only had a kezayis. So Shimon can be Motzi Reuven because Reuven needs to be Yotze. Shimon can say a language of I ate on the bread which the Rashi gave him because he did eat. He ate something. Even though he's only chayav at the Rabbanon level. Because the issue over here is not the chiyuv at the rice level or the bottom level. The issue over here is saying that something which is the truth, and it is a chiyuv. But when you deal with the gadol and the katan, things get more complicated. But dafka gadol shul bar chiyuv. This is all talking about a case of gadol is a bar chiyuv, so he can be motzi the Shimon can be motzi Reuven. In our example, Shimon can be motzi Reuven, even though Shimon is not chayiv at the rice level. Because he's using the rule of Arvis to motzi the Reuven. Even though he's reached the age of chinuch, his chiyuv is not at the Raisa level, it's only the Rabbanan level. He cannot be motzi the Gadol, even though we're talking about at the Rabbanan. For example, we're talking about a mitzvah at the Rabbanan. For example, going Kriyas and Megillah Bahalel. The Gadol is chayav in mitzvahs on a Torah level, in general. This specific mitzvah is a Rabbanan. See, it's a mitzvah the right to listen to the Chachamim, to do this mitzvah the Rabbanan. The Katan's level of chiyuv of chinuch is something which is put upon him on a Rabbanan level, to do the mitzvahs on a Rabbanan level. All the mitzvahs, even mitzvahs which are chayiv and rabbanon, but now it's two rabbanons. He's chayiv in general based on the rabbanon, and a mitzvah which is specifically is a rabbanon halal or megillah. The mitzvah kufa ain't elamir rabbanon, but katan af b'shar mitzvahs ain't elamir rabbanon. So we have two rabbanons over here. Well, they also trade rabbanon umapik chad rabbanon. So a person is only chayiv at a level of two rabbanons. There's two elements which are rabbanon. Cannot be mitzvah somebody who's chayiv on a level where it's only one rabbanon. The mitzvah itself is a mitzvah. The chiyuv of doing mitzvahs in general is derisive for him. This specific mitzvah is the rabbanon. So the katan cannot be mitzvah the gadol. But in Chav Gimel he says, "Medafka b'halal megillah sheyefshar b'shuminyan sheheya b'katan chad rabbanon." There's never a case where a katan will be chayiv on a level of a chad rabbanon. Halal is always the rabbanon, and the katan is always the rabbanon. But let's say a case where the katan ate and the gadol ate, and the gadol ate at the rabbanon level. So the gadol is chayiv at the rabbanon level, the mitzvah benching. He only ate a kezayis, not amount to fill himself up. So the raisa is not chayiv, but chalta b'savota, he was not full. He's only chayiv mirabbanon. And the katan is chayiv mirabbanon. So now if the katan ate the amount of food to be full, so he's talking about a mitzvah of the Torah, which he's chayiv in Rabbanan. The Gadol ate only at a kezayis, he's chayiv in general deraisa, but in this case it's only derabanan. So then it's one derabanan, one derabanan. So the katan can be moitz of the gadol. The katan ate at full amount, so he's chayiv deraisa. Being moitz of the gadol, who ate only kezayis, the katan ate the full amount, which is a mitzvah, which in general is deraisa, he's chayiv derabanan to do this mitzvah deraisa. And the gadol, who has mitzvahs derais in general, but this mitzvah is only derabanan because he did not eat a full amount. He only ate the amount of a kezayis. So that's easy. But the chayyadim takes it a step further, which the Mishnah Berurah will actually disagree with. And he says, what about a case of the katan only ate a kezayis? So now the katan is chayiv mitzvahs derabanan. And this achila, which is only derabanan for him, it's only a kezayis. So it's two derabanan. So we're back to the same problem at first glance. As the katan is saying halal, the gadol is chayiv on one level of drabanan, the katan is chayiv on a double drabanan. So eating a kezayis, the gadol is chayiv one level of drabanan, the katan is two levels of drabanan. So chayyadim actually holds that he still might see the gadol, since theoretically he could become a chayiv on the raisa level, or a type of a chayiv which would be the raisa had he not been a katan. Mishnah Berurah disagrees and says Yishevim Machmer that a case where the gadol ate kadei sviya, a katan should not be moitzi the gadol. Let's just read the chayyadim inside. But the case where it would of a gadol shalachol rakazayis yachol a katan shalachol gamkin rakazayis lutzioi kimin shein yim yachol a katan kadei sviya lo yiboy elach chadra bon. The katan can be much of the gadol, even though he did not eat the amount of sviya, the amount to make himself totally full. He did not eat that amount. He ate less than that, but still he can be much of the gadol. Because since theoretically he could become a level of wonder abundant, so he can be much of the gadol, which is wonder abundant. Okay. Have a good morning.